And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas and welcome to our special Scandia Bible Church Christmas Eve service for 2023, as we gather with the multitude of the heavenly host to praise Him, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. As is our tradition, in addition to a sermonette from Pastor Monty, this evening's service will present a progression of scripture readings, congregational hymns, and instrumental and vocal music from our church family to remind and retell an event that would forever change the world.
Lovely. Well, good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas. I wanted to read from Romans 8, 24 and 25. It says, For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he can already see? But if we hope for what we do not yet see, we wait for it patiently. And hope is one of those complex words. Often in our vocabulary, we use it to express maybe a casual wish or desire that we long to be fulfilled. There's maybe the anticipation of victory when there is no assurance. We say we hope it won't rain, or we hope that we won't get sick and our families will remain healthy through all of the holiday festivities. I overheard the kids this morning saying, we hope it will be a white Christmas tomorrow. Keep hoping, kids. If you look it up in a dictionary, you get this definition: desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. And as believers, we pair that definition with the character of God. And from the garden in Genesis to the final Amen of Revelation, there's this common thread intricately woven throughout Scripture of hope. It's a thread of hope. Hope through Jesus Christ. And as we read this morning, in the beginning, Adam and Eve had this time of unhindered, uninterrupted, undefiled fellowship with God in the garden, and yet doubt was cast and they chose to disobey their creator, and God's relationship with man was severed. God knew the result of their disobedience. He foreknew the despair, the longing that sin would create in their hearts and also in ours. And thus in Genesis 3:15, we read of God's pronouncement to crush the serpent, to rescue mankind, to restore what had been broken. And then throughout the Old Testament, Israel's hope was in the covenant promise of Yahweh to come and rescue them from bondage, to deliver them and give them their inheritance. And they hoped in his character and in his word. And even when Israel abandoned God, he remained faithful to his promises. He continued to inspire hope in the hearts of his children. The prophets reinforced God's promise to Israel, and it readied Israel to hope in the coming Messiah as well as his future return. And then throughout the New Testament, hope is manifested on the arrival of Emmanuel, God with us, the coming power of the Spirit to establish the church, the hope that God would one day make all things new. And while King Jesus did not arrive and deliver Israel as many had expected, his first coming was a hope that did not disappoint. Until Jesus humbly appeared in a stable, being cradled by a teenage girl, the world waited in sin and error pining. As his church, it is good to be reminded of his second coming, that it's also a day of hope that will not disappoint. One day there will again be unhindered, uninterrupted, undefiled fellowship with our Creator. And until he appears again, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies, as we read in Romans 8:23. And as we live in this broken world, fraught with disappointment, with pain, with chaos, let us remember that God sent Jesus to provide salvation to the world. Let us rejoice in God's faithfulness to fulfill his word. And as we wait in joy and in suffering for the redemption of our heavenly bodies, let us prepare our hearts to receive Jesus when he returns. And over this next hour, we will explore the Bible's proclamation of hope in the gospel, beginning with Genesis and through the gospels of the New Testament. What it means to possess biblical hope by reflecting on the promises and fulfillment of those promises regarding our Messiah, Jesus Christ. And in preparation, consider who or what you are placing hope in this Advent. Let us prepare not only for the celebration of Jesus' birth, the incarnation, but prepare our hearts for his return. Let us wait with hope as we remember, rejoice, and ready ourselves for his coming. And we celebrate this evening in word and song. I'm going to read this prayer. This will be our opening prayer, and I've shared this with you before, but it's beautiful. It's an old Puritan prayer, but let this be our prayer this morning. O God of all grace, what shall we render to you for the gift of gifts, your own dear Son? Herein is wonder of wonders. He came below to raise us above, was born like us, that we might become like him. Herein is love. When we cannot rise to him, he draws near on wings of grace to raise us to himself. Herein is power. When deity and humanity were infinitely apart, he united them in indissoluble unity, the uncreated and the created. Herein is wisdom. When we were undone, with no will to return to him, and no intellect to devise recovery, he came, God incarnate, to save us to the uttermost, as man to die our death, to shed satisfying blood on our behalf, to work out a perfect righteousness for us. O God, take us in spirit to the watchful shepherds and enlarge our mind. Let us hear good tidings of great joy, and hearing, believe, rejoice, praise, adore. Our consciences bathed in an ocean of repose, our eyes uplifted to a reconciled Father. Place us with ox, donkey, camel, goat, to look with them upon our Redeemer's face, and in him account ourselves delivered from sin. Let us with Simeon clasp the newborn child to our hearts, embrace him with undying faith, exult that he is ours and we are his. In him you have given us so much that heaven can give no more. Amen. I'll turn this over to Russell to lead us in our first hymn.
Thank you. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die." The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. She gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and the woman hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The man said, the woman whom you gave to me with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat from it,' cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Bring both thorns and thistles, it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field by the sweat of your face. You will eat bread till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And now the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up as a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, indeed I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice."
Join me once again in singing number 246, please. 246. It came upon a midnight clear, and you may stand in the room.
Thank you. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be true ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of the brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand as and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace.
At his feet we humbly fall.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town of Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at those words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she was said to be unable to conceive in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
Now the birth of Jesus was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered doing this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means "God with us." And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Oh.
Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all were proceeding to register for the census, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." And it came about when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them.
The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come here to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where the Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called these wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, in grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ."
Let's sing 224. If you join me and stand and sing Joy to the World. 224 in the hymnal, please.
God is so good, isn't he? Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and all the peoples with equity. That is the psalm that Joy to the World was based on. It is a psalm that is looking towards the advent of Christ. And whenever you are going through life and something happens, which is probably daily, and you think, you know, this is broken, that psalm is the cry of God's people for Jesus to come and end all brokenness. It is an amazing picture. And we feasted this evening on the Word of God and this promise of this coming Savior and the world waiting in anticipation until the birth of Christ. And now after his resurrection, his people continuing their wait in anticipation for his return. And so I'm going to pray and I'm going to leave you with this benediction. Well, let's pray. Father God, we glory in your name. All of redemption, Lord, points to your sovereign and gracious hand. We have nothing to expect from you but wrath, and yet in a surprise because of your grace, you've given us hope and you've given us a Savior and a Redeemer, and you have done all of this for your name's sake. You're raising a people to yourself, to the praise of your glory. Not by merit, not by anything that we could accomplish, but by the perfect work of your Son, our perfect Savior. Lord, we, as your people, we gather, Lord, and we celebrate. We celebrate the greatest miracle that has ever happened, the incarnation of God as man, that you would condescend to take on flesh, the Lord Jesus, to walk among us, God incarnate, our Emmanuel, God with us. And Lord, we look forward to that day when we will be in your presence again without this sin that hinders us, knowing that we have our inheritance that is undefiled and that you've prepared for us, Lord, in glory. And so we give you all praise for this evening. We ask that you would be with each of us, Lord, as we leave this place, that we may leave this place praising the name of Christ to all those around. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us go from this place proclaiming that we have seen the glory of God, believing that there is a light that shines in the darkness, which the darkness shall not overcome. And may the love of the Father, the joy of the Spirit, and the peace of Jesus Christ be with you this Christmas and evermore. Amen.